From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. The business of betting has a lot riding on the upcoming midterm election. Proposed Amendment 3 is a measure on the ballot that may give Florida voters the final say on if and where casinos will be built. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo has more.
Currently, the state legislature decides whether or not a new gambling facility will open. Amendment 3 proposes to give that power to voters.
People in Pensacola or people in Jacksonville or even people in Miami-Dade get to dictate what happens in Lee County and Collier County, and that's not really fair.
Izzy Havanick is a spokesperson for the Naples-Fort Myers Dog Track and the Magic City Casino in Miami. He also chairs the political committee No on 3. He says the proposal takes away local control and wonders at the motivation behind the two biggest backers of this amendment.
The Seminole Tribe of Indians and Disney World have put over $50 million into a constitutional amendment and have yet to tell anybody in the state of Florida why they're doing it.
The Political Action Committee supporting Amendment 3 is Voters in Charge and is funded by Disney at almost $20 million and the Seminole Tribe at more than $16 million. The latter has had a monopoly on Vegas-style gambling since 2010 as part of a 20-year deal with the state. Last month, Seminole Gaming CEO Jim Allen spoke with our Miami sister station, WLRN's Tom Hudson, saying that the tribe pays almost $400 million to the state every year for that exclusivity.
If the state wants to expand that, which we completely respect, that's fine. But then obviously that's when the compact payments of revenue share come into a conversation.
Allen added that whether dealing with the state legislature or the public at large, moving a gambling conversation forward is always difficult.
Whether you need 60% of the voters or you need the majority of the House and Senate and the governor to sign, whenever you're discussing gaming in the state of Florida, I think it's a very emotional topic and it's not an easy thing to get a deal that makes everyone feel comfortable.
For its part, Havanick's group opposing Amendment 3 has raised less than $1 million in this David and Goliath fight, but he's not backing down.
Fundamentally believe that monopolies and winners and losers don't belong in any constitution.
Amendment 3 would need approval by more than 60% of voters to become part of the state's constitution. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Fort Myers.